Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm here with Ian Foster from BeAWinningTrader.com. He's somebody I've known for 20 years. I have to say, you haven't changed.
That's very kind of you, Zach.
So you can,
others
can,
mightn't say
you
this.
You can imagine what he looked like 20 years ago when he was actually young. But anyway, I look old then as well. Markets still onwards and upwards. Do you need a weatherman to tell you which way this wind is blowing?
Well, indeed, perhaps. But you know, the indices have been tricky enough. You know, I know they've been up and they've been stalling, and I think there's this uncertainty has come into the market because obviously you're getting a lot of analysts saying, "Oh, we're due a correction, we're due this," or it's others then contradicting that. And that's creating a little bit of awkwardness, if you want to put it that way. I feel, anyway.
But I mean, haven't you noticed? I mean, just looking, you know, you're sitting there looking at the 5-minute chart of the FTSE or the DAX or whatever it is, and any weakness, you know, just all of a sudden, bang! You know, the buyers come in. I mean, it's just they're sitting there waiting.
Yes.
And just when you think, oh right, 6780, or it's just gone below 6800. That's it. It's finished. Somebody comes in and it's up 50 points.
Of course, quite correct. And I mean, that's unusual.
That's not a market which is going down, is it?
No, it's not really at this minute in time. It's definitely not. I have one or two slides maybe to look at that maybe, you know, are indicating that, you know, we're making lower highs at this minute in time, but then could we be making higher lows? So, you know, you're sort of into this triangle formation as far as the chartist is concerned. The DAX is exceptionally strong. And I mean, when there was weakness the other day, the FTSE was holding back a little bit, waiting on the US. It was showing weakness in pre-market trading, but the DAX was so strong, and that was probably an indication things were going to turn around, and they so did, if you know what I mean.
Once
the US opened and got a little bit of the negativity out of the way, then bang, up it went, you know. So on that basis, you just have to be very careful. And the first half hour of trading, you don't know really where you are as far as the opening markets are concerned. So I think it's key just to actually trade. I talk about, you know, as far as looking at the charts concerned, trade what you see. And I think you have to really do that. Whether it doesn't matter whether you're trading Forex, whether you're trading the indices, if you want, the DAX, the FTSE, the Dow, the S&P, whatever the case may be, or again, if you're trading the commodities, you have to trade exactly what you see. Sometimes it's quite hard to do because you hear all of this different activity going in the background, but it's very important to try and trade what you see and be disciplined in that approach.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the charts you brought in. The Dow.
As you can see, look at the move that we made, and it just blew everything out of the water as far as the negativity was concerned. And you can see, Zach, where we have consolidated a little bit. Now, what's key, if you notice, yesterday's low and the low about 3 or 4 days ago, it's like a double bottom there. And it's ended up with more buying pressure than selling pressure. And again, I've just put in two key levels in relation to if that is going to be the low, and it's quite probable that there's a lot of support coming in there, in my opinion, at this minute in time. And therefore, but we do know by looking at the chart where it needs to break through for it to continue the upward spiral that it has actually been on. But again, as you can see, look, we haven't made lower lows, we've made higher lows. So, you know, as you rightly say, there's no signs of any real negativity here, and perhaps maybe a bit of a correction might be actually good, but you only can trade what you see, and at this minute in time, there's nothing of great weakness there. Certainly there are opportunities intraday to take some short positions, as you can see from our next chart. I've on my indicator here, you can see when it's went out of blue mode and some gaps into red and or green and red rather than green and blue, yeah. And that indicates things. But again, it very, very clearly indicates this double bottom at what is that, 18.235?
Yeah.
And I mean, look where it bounced. And I think in pre-market trading this morning, we're actually up and we've broken through those highs there, I think above 450. So, you know, that's key. The indicator's still showing red in an hourly chart, which means that there's more selling pressure on that hourly chart than there is buying pressure as we speak. But again, I would, you know, our next retracement is going to be key, because what determines a downtrend, as you know, and I know, it's lower lows and lower highs. So if you make a lower high, to continue that downtrend, you have to make a lower low. And at this stage, we've made a double bottom here. So the next retracement, is that going to be a higher low and the bars will turn blue? And if you can trade that in conjunction with a slightly larger time frame, in this instance, the daily, along with the 60-minute chart, you actually are making very good progress, because it's eliminating a lot of the whipsaw signals on an intraday basis.
Okay.
The FTSE, what I've shown here, sorry for the dark background when I was doing this last night, I was running out of a little bit of time in relation to the FTSE chart. And what I'm very much putting in here is a weekly chart. Now, what I have as per the red trend line from the highs there, at this minute in time, Zach, you can see that we're actually making lower highs on the weekly chart. There are highs, you know, we're lower lows each week. This last couple of weeks, I've also had lower highs and lower lows on the weekly chart and the FTSE after the move up. And again, it's very important from anybody that is trading financial markets, and it doesn't matter what instrument they're actually trading, look for these double tops, look for the lower highs, look for the higher lows. Look at this move in a weekly chart that it took off from. You can see there, I haven't drawn, I don't believe, or maybe I have drawn it there, a trend line up. The trend line from the low, yeah. And it made a higher low, Zach, and it took off from that, even on a weekly chart. So it's very important on any time frame that you're trading from and looking at a stock, a currency pair, whatever it may be, always look for these higher lows, lower highs, double tops, double bottoms.
Well, I mean, the FTSE, I'm just looking at the FTSE now, 67.74. I mean, are we just ready to put in a higher low above, say, 6,700 and then up again? Is that your...
We could be at that stage, but what I've pointed out and the reason why I have got a sloping trend line there, we do know now where the level that needs to break if it is going to continue and have a proper follow-through in an uptrend. And it has to break through the highs that it has made there a few weeks back. And at this minute in time, it has been sliding down, making lower lows and lower highs. So all the positivity that you see on an intraday basis when there's weakness coming in to buy it, I mean, is that going to be sustained? Now, and the only way to actually look at that from a technical point of view is look at the broader picture, look at the bigger time frame. And this is why I distinctly brought the weekly chart with me today and the FTSE to actually show where it needs to break through if it's going to be a sustained continuation of the up move.
Okay, and next?
Well, it's something that we don't very often look at, or I haven't often looked at when I've come down to yourselves here, and we've looked at the DAX daily chart, and you can see where the DAX daily... Look, you know, what makes, I think, what's very key in any chart is drawing in the, if you want to call them, I call them vertical bar tops and bottoms, because we've got a unique way within the methodologies that I teach, have a unique way that determines when there's actually a swing high or a swing low in place. But just drawing those swing highs and swing lows in place, you can very easily there, Zach, on a daily chart, see that we've been making higher highs and higher lows. But again, look where we are yesterday. The day before yesterday, we had a bullish bar. And yesterday we had a bearish bar, like a railroad track. One going one way and the other going down. And then this morning now we're up again. But we have to take yesterday's high out and even the day before's high before this is sustained. Is it going to be able to do that? And that's the reason I have shown the DAX chart here. Because again, if that high of 2 days ago, not yesterday's high, the day before's high, if that high is a confirmed high, what is indicating on that daily chart? It means that we would then have made a lower vertical bar trading pattern high, or a lower swing high, if you want to call it a swing high. A lower swing high then may indicate a lower swing low below the last low that's been marked in. And that is the reason. So it's these key levels. Doesn't stop you from trading in a smaller time frame basis and taking the signals that you see, but certainly you have to be aware of the overall picture. And that's why it's great to look at daily, weeklies, you know,
time frame. Yeah. Right, move along to...
Again, just showing, I have to show my trend indicator here, as you're very well aware of. Yep. Trading the DAX in a 5-minute chart, it came in with a beautiful signal the other day over a period of... It was not a massive fast move in the DAX chart, which, as you know, the DAX can move really violently quickly at times. But it was a beautiful move that came in, and again, over the space of an hour and a half or 2 hours, we had a lovely 50-point move. Just picked off in a 5-minute chart, looking at the indicator. Number one, the price action giving us lower lows, lower highs, and the indicator turning red, and going with that with a very a reasonably limited risk. So your initial stop loss was pretty limited there. So again, that's just showing that STB trend.
I was watching it yesterday. I was gripped. I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, good.
Right.
Good.
Next, we've got
just showing the Euro US dollar falling on from the last time I was down here, and you can see that the Euro US dollar and the pound dollar cable market are quite different, in as much as we are still trading within the range of the bar after Brexit on the Friday. You can see there that large range bar. And we are still trading from that time, the 24th of June, until today, we're still trading within that range. And again, looking at the bigger picture, of course, there's plenty of opportunities within the smaller picture that we all can take, including myself. But within the bigger picture, we know that the high of that particular day, the day before that, is key, and as is the low. And I think that although if you want to call it intra-bar basis, because it is an intra-bar from the large bar, we are making higher highs and higher lows here. So if we do continue up, again, it has to break through that high of the red horizontal line that I have put in the top. And it might not just be so quick in doing that. And you could see a further weakness in the euro. From a technical point of view, it may be even better, believe it or not. If the euro is going to, again, the dollar is going to show strength, it may even be better for it to come down and certainly test that low of that Friday on the 24th of June. It may be even good for that, actually, because that would get take a lot of the weakness out of that market, and perhaps then if there's sustained up moves, then it's got a clear road. There's no blockages. But at this minute in time, if you want to talk in layman's terms, I say there's a road blockage up there.
Okay, all right. That sounds...
Now, you can see the pound, the cable market's totally different, because you see the Brexit on the 24th, we've actually broken out of the lows of Brexit. We've taken that, so there's no road blockage. And what's been key here, I know the pound's up quite strongly today, but what was key, if you take a look at the previous 2 to 3 days, we came down and we made a double bottom, and we came back down and tested that low yesterday again, so we did. And we weren't able to break through those lows. You see the small horizontal line there. So that there is key in relation to the move, perhaps. It was indicating. Was that indicating weakness or was it indicating strength? It has to be indicating strength. If you've got bottoms and it can't break through those bottoms and tries them a couple of times and it bounces off them each time and ends up bullish at the end of the day, in other words, you have more buying pressure than selling pressure that particular day, because the close is closer to the high of the trading range than the low of the trading range. Therefore, that's an indication of the market going to move higher. And again, that's exactly what it has done today. A fantastic move. And unfortunately, with me travelling this morning, I missed it.
Well, it was on the basis of PMI, which was much
yes,
stronger.
Of course, I appreciate that. But still, the technicals were there even beforehand, if
absolutely.
You know what I mean. Yes.
All right, well... Final message, beawinningtrader.com, free webinar.
Yeah, again, we do free webinars. I haven't had one now for a couple of months. There's one coming up, so if anybody would like to spend time, we do our free webinars. Go on to our website, beawinningtrader.com/free webinar. Register. You'll get an email sent out for a link and when we do it, and it'll mean that you will have more time to analyse our methodologies, look at our indicator in various time frames and in various instruments, and see what you think yourself.
Excellent. Ian Foster from beawinningtrader.com. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Pleasure. Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.